Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Your station, your community.
Older and wiser with age-friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
Hello, lovelies at home. You are listening to the Wednesday afternoon show. This is our third and final hour from this week. And this week we have Age UK, our older and wiser slot. As usual, I have John with me. The lovely Joe has gone home to go and chill out with his beautiful dog. And this week on Older and Wiser, we talk about keeping warm, keeping safe, keeping well. Our guest this week is Head of Charitable Services, Nick Atfield from Age UK. Hello, how are you today?
Hi, really good, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Now, the temperature has dropped outside, hasn't it?
It really
considerable,
has.
You know, a big change.
Yeah, and I'm afraid, I think, if the weather forecasters have it right, it's only going to get colder.
Really? So, okay.
So, perfect timing to think about this.
Yeah, definitely. Keep it start with warm.
Yeah. It's really, really important, as we all are older and at home during the day a lot, to actually keep warm. Keep moving wherever possible, and appreciate that for some of our older residents that can be a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
But we know that an awful lot of people end up in hospital because they don't think to keep moving, they don't keep hydrated.
Yeah.
And if they do then stand up, very often they end up having a fall. And I'm sure some of your listeners will think, yeah, it's either me or I know someone that's happened to.
Yeah, and it's, you know, excuse the pun, but it's a slippery slope, isn't it really?
Yeah.
And once you kind of neglect doing one thing, it can get worse and worse from there. And it's so imperative. At the minute, hospitals are full.
It really is. I'm afraid, you know, on the island, we're exactly the same as the rest of the country in many ways. The hospitals are under pressure. St Mary's is pretty much at capacity most of the time. And let's face it, none of us want a prolonged stay in hospital, whatever is going on. So there's quite a lot of things you can do at home for yourself to try and keep warm and keep well. So at Age UK, we're Age UK Isle of Wight. You're local charity, but with a national name. And we are here to give you advice and support. So it's things like thinking about your day ahead, thinking about keeping warm in terms of hot drinks, having at least one hot meal a day.
Yeah.
I know, especially when you live on your own, sometimes you're not always thinking about cooking for yourself, but it is really important that even if it's just a can of soup or something that you heat up.
You're keeping the fires burning, aren't you, inside?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And keeping the blood flowing. Often a fall can happen because somebody's been sat still for a long time.
Yeah.
And when they go to stand up, actually, everything's seized up a little bit. You don't have to be terribly old for that to happen.
Yeah.
And it's about thinking, you know, if you are going to be sitting all day, maybe have a flask next to you. So if you don't want to keep getting up and down, think about making a hot drink for later on in the day.
That's a really nice idea, actually. It's so simple.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very
really
much
effective.
So. And also, I know one of the things that people also worry about is paying the fuel bill.
Yeah.
So it's to say that actually the advice is always to keep your home at a lower but warm temperature.
So not spiking.
No, it's really not a good idea to be having your heating suddenly bursting up and making you really hot and then it going off and you cooling down. So the advice for, and actually this applies whether you're young or old, is having your heating on so that there's a low warm temperature throughout the day, and it genuinely won't cost you any more to have it like that than it will if you've got it coming on and off and on and off.
I didn't know that. You see, I've been doing the on off. I've been doing the old flick it on, whap it up so you start sweating, and then
So about your old immersion heaters and stuff as well, don't they? Keep those on at a
constant
on all the time.
And because then you're heating the house, so it's residual, and
you know, if you are really worried, there is a lot you can do. We have a vibrant voluntary sector on the Isle of Wight. We work in partnership with a lot of those organisations, people like the Footprint Trust and Citizens Advice. All of us run projects that will help people review their energy use. We'll look to see if they're getting the best tariffs. Footprint Trust have got some great schemes where they can help people replace old boilers, things like that. What I would say is these things don't happen overnight. So if it's something you're thinking about, please don't wait till your boiler's packed up on you or actually we're in the depths of, you know, a snowy spell.
Yeah.
You know, give us a call now and let's have a chat about that. All that advice is free.
Yeah.
It's entirely optional. We'll just help you think about your options.
Well, it's so great really to see important. That there's that support.
Very, very important. And actually, that's available to all ages.
Yeah.
So, you know, we know we've got a lot of families now, for example, where you've got older relatives living with younger families, etc. And it's just as important for all of us.
Yeah.
The other things to think about is what you're wearing. It's better to wear layers of thin clothing rather than, you know, one big woolly jumper.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And what we do suggest to people is have something in your home that will give you a visual indication of how warm the house is.
Okay.
So it's very easy, particularly if you sit still for a long time, to actually kind of get lost in how cold it is.
Yeah, because you're kind of, you're in your bubble of heat yourself, aren't
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. So Age UK, we do a booklet called Winter Wrapped Up. We've distributed it via the hospital, GP surgeries. And in the centre of that is a room thermometer that actually goes blue, amber and red. So if your room's got too hot, it'll go red, and you'll see that. But equally, more importantly, if it's gone cold, so that's your time to get up, maybe move around a bit, have a hot drink, warm yourself up. And we know, we absolutely know, it will come as no shock to people that often people get unwell, end up in hospital because things like they've not drunk enough and they've become dehydrated, they've not kept warm enough, and then, you know, a bit of a cough or a cold turns to something more serious.
The old advice used to be, I don't know if it's still true or not, but the old advice used to be that when I were a lad, well, not quite long ago that, but, you know, if you were worried about heating bills, then at least if you keep one room warm.
Absolutely,
And not the rest of the house, that's the best route to go down. I don't know if you'd still advise that.
Yeah, I mean, very much that. But I think if you want to call either Age UK or Footprint Trust, people like that, for example, at the moment, we've actually had some funding to help people with things like home insulation and things like that. Mm. So actually, do invite us in, let us come and help you.
Yeah.
We'll give you that advice. What we can do for free, we will.
Yeah.
If there's things that need to be paid for, we'll either try and get you the best deal or help you get some quotes so that you can know you're using, you know, trusted tradespeople, etc.
Yeah.
So that's really important. And I know it's a minefield out there, isn't it? I mean, gone are the good old days when you just paid one company your electricity and one company your gas and you paid what you paid. So, you know, that sort of challenge now of, am I getting the best deal? Am I paying too much?
That's another consideration, really.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, well, I it just suddenly occurred to me, actually, that one thing that could put people's mind at rest about costs is to look at switching your supplier, getting a cheaper deal.
Yeah.
Didn't occur to me.
Yeah. No. No, I need to do that, in fact, but it's such a big chore.
Well, no, I've just done it, but it didn't occur to me in this context. It didn't occur to me before, and it's not really a chore.
Is it not? Oh, there we go.
Go to uswitch.com.
If
you're reasonably FA, as you are, with IT, it's 5 minute job.
Well, and they'll tell you, they'll say, how much are you paying?
They just quote your various options.
And again, that's something we can help with. If somebody says, well, I'm not on the internet and I wouldn't know where to start, we have a digital inclusion project, which is all about that.
Mm.
So it's about somebody coming out and either teaching you how to use it
or
sitting with you and looking at things that you might need to look at online and then helping you through that. We're more than happy to do
We've just saved £250 a year.
That's a huge amount of money.
It's quite
isn't
a lot of money, you know. Yeah. And that'll pay a bill for the winter, won't it, really?
Yeah. Well, it'll either keep your costs down or you won't spend any more to have a warmer house.
Yeah,
that's the important thing, isn't it? And it, you know, that is really, really important. I think we also, the other thing I would stress is that we do an awful lot of benefits checks for people.
Yeah.
And there are so many people who don't claim any benefits, don't think they're entitled to anything, but actually when we go out and see them, they are. And that just little bit of extra money, it might only be a few pounds each week, but it can help towards either your heating or maybe, you know, paying for a taxi to get you somewhere or landing at a cold bus stop.
Yeah.
Just the little things that will make life that bit easier.
Yeah.
I think just last year alone, we helped people claim £1.2 million.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Just on the Isle of Wight.
That's amazing.
So, that's money that's gone into the local economy, into people's pockets, that they were entitled to, but they weren't claiming.
Yeah.
Are there still folk out there who sort of haven't claimed the winter fuel allowance yet?
Oh, more than likely, yes. You know, there's an awful lot of our clients who don't think they should be claiming benefits, but actually the system is there to support you.
Yeah.
And if if you qualify and you're entitled to them, why not? If it helps you get those...
Yeah.
I know what we're seeing at the moment, prices are rising and people are worrying about where to save money.
Yeah.
And actually, if everything you pay for is going up, in the end, something has to give, doesn't it? So
Definitely.
Actually, a few extra pounds can really make a difference.
Yes. And going back to heating a house then, what are the ideal temperatures, would you say?
So the recommendation is for your bedroom, it should be about 18 degrees, obviously, because you're under, hopefully under your duvet or your blankets. But in a living room, about 21 degrees.
Okay.
Now, equally, there are other things you can do to keep yourself warm. So maybe just having a hot water bottle on your lap, if that yes. helps. There are things like heated blankets you can have just to put over your knees to keep warm, that kind of thing. But we do also obviously say if you're going to have any additional heaters, keep safe. So there have been instances of fires starting because people have fallen asleep and left a fire on too close to upholstery or something. So all those things are a consideration.
So be very careful.
And then obviously don't make it a trip hazard in itself.
Yeah.
So that you don't, you know, stand up and trip over the blanket that's been over your knees. So things to think about. But the main thing is keep warm and keep yourself well so that you don't succumb to the cold.
And then going outside, what would you say, what's the best, you know, obviously hat, coat, but scarf? So
again, layers, because, you know, in this day and age, if you're in and out of a shop or somewhere, one minute you're cold, the next minute you go into a lovely warm shop. So layers, gloves, hats, scarves.
Yeah.
Important to keep your throat and sort of around your face warm.
Right.
So whatever your style is, really, if you like an earmuff, that's, you know, fine.
Love an earmuff.
But also some really good sensible footwear.
Yes.
So that actually if the pavements have got a bit slippery, you're not going to go sliding. That's something, I mean, one of our own members of staff, I don't know if she's listening today, but went out in the snow last March and broke her wrist because she met some ice. So it's easily done.
Yeah.
And obviously the older you get, the more chances are you are have of a break for bones. So really important to think about that.
Oh, gosh, so much to consider. Such wonderful support available. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Right, let's go to a little break and then we'll come back and we'll talk about keeping safe. That's very important as well. It kind of goes, well, it does go hand in hand.
It does.
And then at the end of the show, we will give out contact details. So if anyone's at home thinking, well, how do I contact Age UK? Then we'll be able to furnish you with that info as well if you need that assistance. Oh, good afternoon. This is the third hour of the Wednesday afternoon show and I am Laura. John is with me. Baby Archie is rolloping around on the floor. That's a mixture between a roll and a lollop.
I like that.
It's a new word.
It's a good word.
I've conjured
it.
I don't trust how fast he's going to scoot under the desk and unplug something. He won't really, don't worry. And the lovely Nick is with us. Now, Nick is from Age UK and this is our Older and Wiser segment and we're talking about keeping warm, keeping safe and keeping well. Now, Nick, let's talk about keeping safe. We've mentioned temperatures in the house and heaters, electric blankets. What about things like chimneys and stoves? Because that's quite an area, isn't it?
So, I mean, this applies to anyone on the island that's got a chimney. If you haven't had it swept, about time you did.
There'll
be chimney sweeps on the island jumping up and down for joy here.
Yeah.
The fire service have already been out to chimney fires this winter.
Yeah.
And I know if they were here, they would be glaring at us all, telling us to get that chimney swept and be safe. But the same goes for all the appliances around your home, your boiler, any heaters you've got. Make sure that, you know, the wires aren't frayed. You're not overloading the sockets.
Death.
I see you all looking around your rooms now thinking, have I got too many plugs there?
Yeah.
When we go out and visit people, we will always check for working smoke alarms, CO2 detectors. Those are the things that we kind of take for granted, but they really could save your life.
Yeah.
And it's so important. And unfortunately, very often, if there has been a house fire and somebody's died as a result of that, you will find it's those things that weren't being taken care of that mean that actually they didn't get out, they weren't alerted to a fire. So really, really important. Also keeping your room and your exits clear. You know, you can have that sort of people build up a little bit of extra newspaper or some, you know, boxes in the hallway. Just think, if you're trying to get out at night, if it's dark, if there was a fire, can you get to those exits? Can you get out?
Yes.
If that's becoming a bit of a challenge, ask for some help.
Yeah.
Let a family member or a friend, or if you need extra help, call someone like Age UK, and we are more than happy to help with things like that because it's just so important.
Yeah.
None of us know when these things are going to happen, and don't want to panic anyone, and hopefully it won't be, but You need to think about it. Be prepared, though. Boy Scout motto, be prepared.
Yeah. It's really easy to get complacent in your own home, isn't it? You know, if you're in a workplace, then you'd be looking at these things like a hawk kind of thing. That box is in the wrong place.
Yeah.
But at home, you just live with it, don't you?
Well, you say that. We've just had a big clear out in our offices before Christmas, and it's amazing the things we got rid of because we stopped and looked around us and things. Yeah. That box has been there how long? And we just hadn't moved it. So anything like that.
A conscious check, you know. So, okay, I'm going to set aside a couple of hours today and we'll have a little look around the house and to see what we can do.
Put yourself to work.
Yeah.
And that's another thing as well. It's, you know, you may have piles of newspapers somewhere, but that in itself is such a fire hazard. If there was to be a blaze, it's just...
Yeah.
I had a bonfire the other day, actually, very safely in a bin at the bottom of the garden, away from anything. But the amount of time it took for the newspapers to catch, and I was... showing some kids, you know, we were having fun around the bonfire, and I said, you know, we must think about that. If you ever have candles in your home, don't, it's just not worth it.
No. And there are some people, we come across people we visit and the house has got a little bit cluttered and they what they will tell us is they've just kind of lost the ability to clear. So, you know, they're not taking out as much rubbish as they used to. They haven't sorted through that paperwork recently. And if those things are getting on top of you, again, get somebody to help you with it. You know, when you've got that big pile of paperwork, the inclination is to keep it all because you can't remember what's in there. But actually helping, having a little sort through, a little bit each day, you know, that's a great thing just to clear those spaces. If you're worried about any of your electrical items, heaters, wires that look a bit frayed, again, it might be time to think about a new one because those things are just as dangerous and also create trip hazards. So, you know, if you're getting up to turn something the telly off or something like that, or go and make a cup of tea and you trip on a wire because you've had a heater on, all really important things. Also your lighting. Obviously we're already in, hopefully we've gone past the shortest day and it's getting lighter, but actually it's very easy, isn't it, to sit there, watch something on the telly and then suddenly realize it's gone dark and you haven't put any lights on around the house. So there's lots of technology that can help with that, maybe a timer on a lamp, say, or even through to motion sensor lighting nowadays. So those are all things that if you'd like advice about, you can have a word with us. And if it's not something we do, we'll point you in the right direction. But those sorts of things that mean you're not suddenly getting up in a dark room thinking, oh, can't actually see my way out of here now. Things like excluders and timers for things are really important. Draft excluders, if you haven't already got them, have a think about that. You know, keeping those drafts down. And then all the energy efficient stuff. Now, we do hear from a lot of older people, they were put off by things like energy efficient light bulbs because they weren't very bright. Well, that's changed. You know, the ones you buy now are just as bright as anything ever was. So again, don't be put off, do have a think about
that. Indeed, I was completely put off, actually, and they took about 5 years to warm up and start to you know, give it any respectable light to see by. That's different now, is it?
Well, absolutely.
I should revisit, maybe.
You should go back.
We've just done our own at home, and actually I can attest to that. They are definitely brighter than they used to be. So, no, that's really, really good. So think about the things you've got around the house. Think about if it's going to get icy or slippery, can you get out the front and the back of your house? Do you need a grab rail fitting? That's something we do thousands of each year for people. Makes a lot of difference knowing that if you set foot out the back door and it's just that little bit slippery, you're going to have something to hold on to. And then keeping things serviced, as I said. The other thing we would really like people to think about is if the weather's going to get bad and cold and possibly snow, you never know, have you got those little items in the house, like some long life milk, a loaf of bread in the freezer, maybe, the things that will just sustain you for a couple of days,
just so you don't have the urgency to leave the house.
So I think our other call would be to anyone on the island that knows they've got an elderly neighbour or friend, think about calling in on them. I know sometimes people think they're intruding and they don't like to, but think about just knocking and seeing, is there any shopping you need doing? Have they got a pet maybe that needs some care? You know, one of the calls we had last year was a lady in the snow, her dog couldn't go out and she just needed some help with that. So all those little things, just check and find out. They'll soon tell you if they're all right, but equally they'll be very pleased if they do need some help and you've offered.
Definitely. And this isn't about kind of increasing everyone's anxiety levels, is it? This is about preparing, knowing that at the minute we know that looking at the weather forecast, it's getting colder.
Yeah.
And being prepared is the best answer.
Absolutely.
Just to keep safe and warm.
Yeah, you know, it's the things as well, if you're still going out and about in your car, for example, have you thought about the things that you should be doing there? Have you got a blanket with you? You know, if we have snow, for example, you know, have you got something you could put on your feet?
Yes.
I myself, a few years ago, came off the road in one of the blizzards we had. And it's amazing when you suddenly find yourself in the middle of a field in the snow.
Oh, gosh.
All the things you haven't got with you.
Yes.
So, yeah. You know, I'm a little better prepared nowadays.
Yeah.
And these things can happen in the blink of an eye, can't they?
Yeah, definitely.
So keep a look on the weather. The weather forecast, they usually get it pretty right, don't they, nowadays?
Yeah, nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's not too bad. And as I say, if you want advice, give us a call. That's okay. Not a problem.
Give us the number now and then we'll revisit that.
Right, so it's 525 282.
Okay.
That's the main Age UK number.
Yeah.
There are other organisations out there who will help you. People like want to give them a name check. People Matter, Isle of Wight. So they also have the Independent Living Centre where you can go and look at different things that might help you around the home.
Oh, that's good.
And have a little bit of a try of some of them. So that's helpful.
Yeah.
We've also got Carers Isle of Wight, who again will offer you support if you have been in hospital and you're coming home.
Yeah.
They can offer support, as can Age UK.
Yeah.
So we're very happy to help people in those circumstances.
Yes, wonderful. Okay, so let's go to another break and some music. Let's have some Black Betty and Shaking All Over. And then we will come back for our third segment of Older and Wiser. And that will be Keeping Well. Because that comes hand in hand with the cold weather, you know. As soon as you get a chill, if your house isn't warm enough, then, you know, we need to keep everyone just to keep an eye out for neighbours and keep an eye out on family members and yourself as well. You know, self-care is so important, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And we often forget that.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Older and Wiser with Age Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
Hello, this is the Wednesday afternoon show and this is the Older and Wiser. So as you've just heard the lovely, lovely sponsor tag just above us then, the most lovely Nick has joined us and she's Head of Charitable Services at Age UK Isle of Wight and we're talking about keeping warm, keeping safe and keeping well. So we've talked about keeping warm. It's very important with the temperatures dropping. Keeping safe around the house if you're going to be plugging in heaters and trip hazards, for example. And there's a lot of support out there, isn't there, Nick?
There really is. We, as I said earlier, we've got a really vibrant voluntary sector on the island. People who will come and help, they want to help.
Yeah.
Lots of the organisations have staff and volunteers. Age UK on the island, we're over 150 staff and 400 to 500 volunteers.
Which is a wonderful, wonderful number, isn't it?
And, you know, our volunteers are fantastic. They will go out, they will help their neighbours, they will support them, do things like shopping, trips out, help with maybe walking a pet.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be long term. So, you know, what we'd say to people, if you think you need that little bit of extra help, please do ask.
Yeah.
And we will always try and do what we can.
Yeah.
So it might be that, you know, you've just come out of hospital or even you've just been under the weather and you really don't think you're up to pop into the shops.
Yeah.
So actually, you know, let us help you. We could, you know, pop in a bag of shopping. As I say, take the dog out for a walk maybe,
yeah.
You know. But again, it's planning for it. So as much as we'd like to, we can't always respond immediately. So give us a call. Give us a few days to sort things out for you. If you know you're going to be coming out of hospital, you know, maybe a family member could contact us and ask for help.
Yeah.
We also have a role. Some of you may have come across our care navigators.
Okay.
Now, that's a role whereby our staff will come round and see you.
Yeah.
And have a chat about all aspects of your life. So whether that's your finances, your environment, your social network, how you keep yourself well and warm. And we'll just give you that little bit of support and advice. It might be that some aids and adaptations might be useful, like, as I said earlier, something like a grab rail outside the front door.
Yeah.
It might be that actually you just find yourself sitting at home, not seeing many people.
Yeah.
Maybe you'd like to get out and about when you're not listening to Vectors Radio, obviously. But maybe you'd like to get out and about and join some social groups, but that's quite challenging for if you don't know people. It really is.
Yeah.
So we've got staff, we've got volunteers who will accompany people, will, you know, introduce you to groups and let you decide if that's for you.
And you've also got digital We have had
our digital project, which is about helping people access things like iPads, or, you know, even just how do I tune the telly now with all these little gadgets and boxes and things that come with your TV. The other one, which is a wonderful project we've just done, is getting people to use Fitbits, where we've basically shown that actually by wearing a Fitbit, you can increase your activity every day, because they're great little gadgets. They buzz your wrist if you haven't got up and moved about. I've been wearing one for about a year now, and it's definitely making me move more. So we will help you if that's something that's of interest, but you think, I have no idea where to start. Then again, we can give you some help and advice on that. Help you set things up and teach you how to use them.
Wonderful.
Because there's some really good stuff out there, so don't be afraid to ask. As far as keeping well, you know, it's that time of year when a little sniffle or a cough can very quickly become something more serious. And unfortunately, the older we are, we're often also living with long-term health conditions. And something like a cold can very quickly turn to a proper respiratory infection or pneumonia, which then can end up with a hospital stay. And we know that as people get older, they are likely to spend more time in hospital if they go in at all. So we really want to avoid that. So we would absolutely recommend that you keep whatever remedies you need at home. So if you've got, whether it's your Lemsip or your throat lozenges or just your aspirin, and that you take them. There comes a time when if you're feeling under the weather,
don't be brave.
Don't be brave. Take those remedies. Get yourself better sooner. Equally, do go and see your doctor if you need to. Again, it's very difficult at times. We hear all these messages about how busy the NHS are, but actually they would much rather see you and nip something in the bud than they would have you end up in A&E because you're really very poorly. So it's about being sensible and using your common sense and saying, actually, I know this is more than a cold now. You know your own body. You know when you're getting poorly. Listen to your body and do what you need to do to get well. And then all those sensible things, particularly if you're working with older people or you're going out and about, good hand hygiene, not spreading those germs, all the stuff that, you know, we were taught as kids about catching that sneeze and a hanky and those sorts of things, and actually just making sure that you keep as germs away, far away as possible. Think about what you're eating. Eat well, you know, get that vitamin C up. You don't have to take supplements, maybe just increase your fruit and veg a bit. All the things that you know will actually make you feel better.
And as you've said earlier, have a hot meal, just one meal a day, even as you said, a can of soup. You know, tomato soup, you've got some vitamins in there. Just
absolutely.
To keep the energy up.
And a little bit of gentle exercise is really good, you know. What we found with the people in the Fitbit project was they realised that there were little things they could do. We had one lovely lady who, she said she used to bring her washing down the stairs in one bundle. Now she does it in two, because she's doing the stairs twice as much.
There you go.
And it's just those little things. You don't have to go for a jog. You don't have to do an aerobics class. You can just do a few more steps each day. Keep yourself active and keep the blood going, and keep yourself well. So important, because you know, once you're in hospital, people often do find they deteriorate. They feel a lot worse, and you know, the A&E and our hospital will do everything they can for you, but you want to be at home, let's face it.
Definitely. So once again, give us your phone number.
So you can call Age UK Isle of Wight on 525 282. If any of the other organisations that I've mentioned are of interest to you, you can call us as well, and we can put you in touch with them. We do have a website, which is www.ageukiw.org.uk.
Great.
If you just Google Age UK Isle of Wight, we pop up. And there are lots of other organisations, as I said, like Carers Isle of Wight, People Matter, Footprint Trust, Citizens Advice, all organisations that will help you with all these things we've talked about today. And we can certainly put you in touch with them if they're more appropriate than we are.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're very welcome.
It's been really insightful, and there is so much support out there, as you've just outlined. So if you're at home and you're thinking you might need a little bit more support, get in contact with Age UK Isle of Wight. And most of all, just stay safe and stay warm. That's enough for today. The hour is upon us. Next week, we've got more fun and games happening, more shenanigans and silliness. And let's end the hour with some Brian Ferry and Roxy music.
Older and Wiser with Age-Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.